Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode number 9. And today we're going to be talking about value-based leadership. I'm going to start off with a powerful quote by Steve Jobs, the late founder of Apple Inc. "The only thing that works in management by values. Find people who are competent and really bright, but more importantly, people who care exactly about the same things that you care about." When we're talking about value-based leadership, we are talking about having a leader who is aligned with organizational values, who we believe has the same values as us. Otherwise, we wouldn't want to be working for that leader or that organization. There has to be that alignment. And when we're looking at organizational cultures and different things, and just for those of you listening to the podcast today, this is for entrepreneurs, business owners, as much as it is for organizations. Because I believe that every single person, no matter where they are in life, is a leader. And recognizing that, we need to be able to operate from those core values. And I loved, when I think about core values, I think of a sliced apple, so you can see the cross section of it, where you see the seeds. So the core values to me are those little seeds that help grow within a culture. They create the culture. They are not the culture itself, but they're part of it. They enrich how the people behave within an organization and how they're delivering the vision through those values. And in order to demonstrate that, I'm going to go through some of our vision, mission, and our why, and our core values here at Deborah Kosowski International. But one thing I want you to keep in mind, values are not that operational, the logistics. They're not about the sales and marketing strategies. They go much deeper than a strategy or thinking about how things are run. It's really about how you personify and make your company or your business really come alive. So our vision at Deborah Kosowski International is to be an internationally acclaimed and chosen authority in developing emotionally intelligent leaders by dramatically improving communication, decision-making, interpersonal relationships, and well-being of executives, business owners, their staff, their families, while contributing to impacting communities at large. Because everybody is interconnected. You know, their families are important when we're working with individuals, because you need to have that support system along the way. So just in case you're wondering why that was there. A mission. Our mission is our how. It is how we to deliver the easy to follow, dynamic and interactive live trainings, coaching, speaking, podcasting like you're listening to right now, and books for leaders, executives, business owners, and entrepreneurs that create powerful learning experience in the personal professional growth to achieve epic results. So what do you think? Do you want to achieve epic results? Really thinking about what it is success is for you. What is the results you wish to achieve? And our why. And this is deep within the core, right? The world around us is moving faster and faster. People are being challenged with doing more with less, struggling financially, and have an inability to tolerate stress. And therefore, you know, decision-making is being tougher, but it's becoming more complex. It is getting harder for people to set their priorities, to find the time to do everything they want to do. And it does not matter if you're climbing the career ladder, managing a business, or growing a company. There just seems to be that inner conflict and competition with reaching life goals. Personal and professional relationships are being strained. Life balance seems to be a mystery. Through our mission, we want to change the way people do business and live their lives so they can become their definition of success. So with that, I want you to just think about, just for a moment, what is your definition of success? What is it that you really want to achieve? That when you get there, you know that you've made it. You've met that goal that you've been striving for. The core values that we have here at Deborah Kozowski International are about building a community of trust. And what that means is we want to create a non-judgmental environment where people feel encouraged and supportive. Because as soon as people start judging, they're not learning. They put roadblocks in front of them. Respect for an individual. For people to respect where they are, who they are, and where they have yet to become. Because we're not a static entity. We're always in change and progressing and evolving into who we need to be. Also, the commitment to excellence is very important to me. Provide exceptional quality and commit to continuous learning. Because if you're not learning, you're not growing. And everyone else around you is going to be moving ahead. You don't want to be static. Integrity. It's really doing the right thing even when no one's watching. Responsible for results. And this is about taking 100% responsibility for our results. But not only that, we want to hold people accountable so that they achieve their results and teach them how to be taking 100% responsibility. And our episode one recording, if you want to know more about that, it's all about taking 100% responsibility. So you'll want to jump over and make sure you catch on to episode one and grab your download for that one. Being solution focused, focusing on discovering positive solutions. Because if people focus on the problem, they're going to have trouble coming up with solutions. They're just going to find more reasons that things are a problem. So really looking for a positive approach. And something that's really dear to my heart is unconditional gratitude in giving. This is having the ability to express gratitude for all things without expecting anything in return. I have a phenomenal team. Cheryl, my VA, love her to pieces. She is so dedicated and she resembles a lot of this. So that's why I think we get along so well. Because you need to operate with people who are part of your core values that are aligned with who you are and get it. They get who you are. And it's about being able to walk the talk. Because I'm sure you have run into leaders out there where you're questioning whether, you know, they're great at talking, but you're still waiting for them to demonstrate through their actions that they follow their core values. And core values are so important. You know, that not only does they help you have people have a goal toward a vision, provide direction, but they inspire your culture. When people feel that they're a part of something bigger than themselves, they're more motivated and they want to be a part of that. Where there's the downfall is when there's the lack of values in leadership. This is when you see leaders who become self-serving. They're only caring about themselves and that they get credit for everything and want to be seen in the spotlight, but failing to recognize that it took many people to get them to where they wanted to be versus just, you know, them carrying all that success. And they don't share. They're unable to demonstrate it. So for core values to really be a part of the core of an organization or a business, you need to be able to, that they've got to be clear, they got to be understood, but they need to be role modeled. And not just by your frontline people or people working for you. They need to be role modeled from the very top of the organization. And people need to be, even from the top, need to be able to reference them, need to be able to communicate them through orientations, through trainings, that these core values are important. All too often, you know, they'll be introduced and nobody talks about them again. But they need to be communicated on a regular basis. They need to be within your interview tools. These are really very, very, I can't emphasize this enough, that your core values really are like, you know, I'm trying to think of it right now. Thinking of the captain's steering the ship. So if you don't have the wheel to steer, you're not going to be going in any direction. So really thinking of the components of those spindles of those core values. But in order to develop being a value leadership, you need to be able to really develop your communication skills. And this means listening to your people, providing them feedback on a regular basis, giving them redirection if they need it, honing your management skills, and really becoming an emotional intelligent leader. And that's one of the assessments that I provide for people. So if this is something of interest to you, don't hesitate to send me an email. We can set it up for you. It comes to you by email and we can do a coaching session to debrief the results. But it's at Debra@DebraKozowski.com. Debra@DebraKozowski.com. Get your downloadable about determining your core values, and you'll have the email address and website and everything on there as well. But with emotional intelligence, it's something that's developed over time. It grows throughout our lifetime, and it plateaus when we reach old age. So it's a continual, you know, arc going upward, that through our experiences, we're hopefully learning from them. We're becoming more empathetic for people, situation, not sympathy. Sympathy is different than empathy, right? Because sympathy is you're feeling sorry for someone, where empathy means that you're actually putting yourself and thinking about being in another person's shoes and understanding where they're really coming from, and maybe even rationalizing maybe what are some of the decisions they're making based on their own experiences and where they are. What supports do they have? If you were in those same shoes, would you be making the same decisions? Or would you maybe be making the same mistakes? Because that's all you know. When we come from a place of empathy, we have a way of helping to build people up. Because we can see where they're at, and we can see, help them see where they are able to go. Mother Teresa, she's known for some of her leadership values and teachings as well. And one of the things that really sticks out for me is she says, "Be faithful in the small things. This is where your strength lies. Give of yourself fully as a leader. Don't hold yourself back. You need to step into the leader who you want to be." And leaders in organizations who do that, who step up, show up who they want to be, they lead with a purpose. People can't help but being magnetized. They want to be drawn to that. They engage their followers. They want them to be a part of a vision. They want to walk alongside each other to reach the success. They have that trust, that character, where people see them as credible. They stick by their values. They operate based on what's good for the people. And they also are open to the diversity of having different people of different ages, nationalities, different sex, religions, so that they can learn from their traditions, their cultures, their norms, and how we can embrace that and incorporate some of those ideas. If we were all exactly the same, it would be pretty boring. We wouldn't have the creativity and innovation and brainstorming that can go on in a boardroom or in, you know, in an office, or, you know, even that in a restaurant on the back of a napkin for those entrepreneurs out there. But being able to see a brighter future and wanting to achieve it. But also, not just thinking about your people for who they are or what they can do for you, but really getting to know them for who they are, that they have families, they have interests, they have hobbies. These are the leaders that we are looking for. And often you'll see value-based leadership also very much synonymous with servant leadership. These are the people who are there willing to serve, to make the world a better place in service of others. So thinking about your leadership style, but don't forget, I want you to think about your leadership style, but think about what your core values are. And I want you to go over to themillionairewoman.com/podcast, go to episode number 9, and grab your downloadable to determine your core values. And because I had such a tongue twister there about the captain's wheel, I'm going to put a captain's wheel on that just to signify, to help you steer you in the right direction. That's my call to action. Determine your core values and live by them. Make your decisions by them. And you will see, what happens when people are not aligned with their core values, it's when they struggle, it's when they have hardships, it's when they hit the roadblocks. Because something is not right with their core, the decisions that they're making do not match up with who they want to show up with as in the world. So really thinking about who is that person you want to show up as. It is really important to be very clear on what it is. And one of the other things that when you're thinking about the leaders that you've known in your life, who are the people that inspire you? Who are those leaders that you would like to be like? The Steve Jobs, the Mother Teresa, even Princess Diana. Recently, I was watching a video on Facebook that was circulating when she was interviewed, and they asked her if she thought she would be the queen one day. And she said she wanted to be the queen of people's hearts. That is quite a mission. Not just a queen for a country. She wanted to be the queen of people's hearts. And she did capture the world with her style because she led by heart. She really cared about people for who they were and not what they could do for her. So really paying attention, because we can only do great things if we work together and we collaborate. But I'm going to just take you back to being faithful in the small things. Whether it's your small little breakdown of your goals, that's where your strength lies. Go back to recognizing those small things, and these are those core values that really are integrated. They're the golden thread throughout your organization, your business, and this is why people want to do business with you, because they're aligned with what you believe in. They see your vision. They resonate with your why. And you can go out and make a difference by living by your values. So grab your downloadable again. That's themillionairewoman.com/podcast, episode number 9. We'd also love for you to subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Google Play. And subscribe to our newsletter. Get great articles, find out about upcoming events that I'll be at. And if you go write a review, and I would love to touch base with you. Let us know what other podcasts you'd like to have hear us talk about in the future. We are going to be bringing on interviews. But one of the big